Spirit in our lives. If we live by the Spirit, therefore let us walk by the Spirit. Questions?
I was just going to say, I heard a message years ago. And the person said, love is the key. Joy is love singing. Peace is love resting. Patience is love enduring. Kindness is love's touch. Goodness is love's character. Faithfulness is love's habit. Gentleness is love's tenderness. And self-control is love holding the reins.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Wow.
You can preach that stuff.
Wow.
Okay, you had a question.
I just have a little trouble with patience. Not that I'm saying I'm impatient, but when
I... Well, it's okay to say you're impatient.
But I always relate it to time, and you didn't seem to even bring that into patience when you were talking about it.
Well...
Because I heard my mom always say, have a little patience. It'll happen. Just give it time.
Okay, but let's put those two together. They do go together.
But you didn't even mention it.
You're right. You think about that. Like if Steve Brown would say, if you think about what I taught you. If a person is deep, has steadfastness or long suffering, implicit, inherent within that is the aspect of time. That I am willing, I am able to endure a wrong. I don't need to fix it right now. I can allow life to happen. I can allow things to happen to me. I can wait for things. Implicit within that is the aspect of time, I would submit to you. That there's just a settledness there. That it's okay. You don't need it right now. But that's what our culture does. We live in a culture that has to have it right now. Why do you think we have smartphones? So that we can have it right now. I don't have to wait to go home. I mean, can you imagine us today living without cell phones?
Yeah,
we'd go, I don't know how you do that anymore. I mean, you have to wait till you get home to make a phone call? Yeah. Oh, my word. But that's, I mean, our culture pushes that. So, I don't know, does that help a little bit? Other questions?
Well, my daughter gave me a plaque one time after I asked God for patience.
You actually did that. You're a brave woman.
I made a big mistake. She gave me a little plaque, and it, believe it or not, it really is a reminder that I'll wait on patience till God's ready. It says, I want patience, and I want them now.
Now.
Right.
Exactly.
And that really is a reminder to me to be patient and wait till God's ready, because I don't want none of that stuff that went on before.
You're right.
That was a miserable time.
And that's one of the aspects of learning of, okay, I've been there, done that. That didn't work out so good. Maybe I could learn just to sit and wait. Like the psalmist says, wait for the Lord. Other questions, comments on Galatians 5? Okay, other questions, Jim? Well, he was just smiling back there, so I figured there must...
You were looking at me, that's why. I had
a question. When's the next pig roast going
to be? Here's a man who thinks with his stomach. Labor Day.
Labor Day?
That's the plan.
All right.
So, any other biblical questions? Yes.
Sister Payne had been talking about her sister needing an operation and praying for the Holy Spirit to touch her. She said her sister has dementia, but she had faith and confidence the Spirit could reach her even though she had dementia. How, like Jim's little sister, is mentally retarded.
The question is, do I have to understand with my mental faculties in order to come to Christ? Do you?
No.
Where are we reborn? In our soulish, bodyish part? or our spirits. Okay? As hard as that is, I think the answer is no, that I would pray in faith just as you said. And in that, a prayer in a situation like that, who requires the greater faith, the person you're praying for or me? Me. Because I have to believe that my God is big enough to speak, even though I have no clue how, into that person's life, into their heart, into their mind, into their spirit, to do a work of grace. And that takes a lot of faith on the one praying. And obviously in a situation like that, the one being prayed for may or may not even be aware. I would still absolutely encourage you to pray. So, yeah. That's a good question. Anything else? I know we're, you know, it's been a month, but...
Well, Russ, you know, along with what you were saying, Jane, reminds me of friends we had that lived in Florida, and he got early onset Alzheimer's, and by the time he was 65, he knew no one, knew nothing. His wife, family, nothing. She still took him to church, and when we would sing hymns, he would just cry. Now his spirit, I believe, was reacting to that. But in his mind, he knew nothing else but his spirit when he
was responding. Right.
He responded to that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, nothing else. You're quite a group tonight.
Well, we're waiting. We'll catch you next week.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard that before.
Well, you found out it should be true, too.
I know. Okay. I'm going to put a plug in for those of you who do not come on Sunday mornings, but we're working through on Sunday mornings our statement of faith as a church, and there's a 10-point statement of faith. We made it through two of them in the last year. We are cruising. But the next one is we are going to be beginning a look at Christology, who is Jesus Christ. And just to note that, I think will be a really good study. So I'd encourage you, if you don't come to that, you know, you're able to, make sure you come. And it'll probably take us until next year this time to finish that one, but because what's the center of the Bible? Christ. It's all about him. It all points to him. It all points back to him. So we're not going to rush through that, but okay. So let's close in prayer, and then if you don't have any questions, well, adios. Father God, we thank you again for your word. Father, I do pray that by the indwelling of your spirit, that each one of us would be a person who more and more evidences that in joy and love, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. That we would be a people who just exude your spirit living within us. That the fruit is evident in our words, in our thoughts, in our actions. Father, that the world may know. Lord, I pray that we would be a people who are more and more transformed into your image, and that as we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by that same Spirit. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.